Good morning, dear listeners. So today we come to the podcast about low-dose medicine. Low-dose medicine is the topic and the subject of my book with the same name, Low-Dose Medicine, but it's also the chapter 8 of my book, Cures Without Side Effects, where it is introduced briefly. So low-dose medicine is a new therapeutic approach which aims at restoring physiology through communicating signaling molecules such as cytokines, interleukins, growth factors, neurotransmitters, and hormones prepared in low-dose active diluitions through the homeopathic method. So this is an up-to-date integration of homeopathy, homotoxicology, and psycho, neuroendocrine, immunology. So basically we have three pillars of the low-dose medicine, also called the physiological regulating medicine, and that is a reprogramming of the NAE system, which is the psycho, neuroendocrine, immunologic system. So and then the detoxifying and drain the organism and the cells, and this is basically just the same as in homotoxicology. And then there is a symptoms treatment level where you can use compounds of different molecules which aim as also symptoms treatment. So the psychoneuroendocrine immunology is the study of how psychological and neurological factors on the one hand and then endocrine and immune responses on the other hand influence each other interdependently. So all systems work and affects each other. So if you want to regulate the system, you have to act on those four aspects. And so another thing that we can say is that cytokines and interleukins and hormones, they have a very specific and quite important effect on our body-mind system. And basically by using low-dose medicine, one can act directly on the psychoneuroendocrine immunitary system with the aim of regulating cells activity, which when this is inhibited or disturbed by endogenous or exogenous stressors. So at this level, you are able to restore the capacities for cellular self-regulation, which are indispensable for maintaining the homeostasis. Cytokines is a very big subject, and I've already posted an extremely short podcasts in my channel, but they can be described as small messengers and signaling molecules released by the cells, which have a specific effect on the interactions between cells, on the communication between cells, and on the behavior of cells. The term cytokine encompasses a large and diverse family of messenger signaling molecules which are produced throughout the body by cells of diverse origin. And cytokines are critical to the development and functioning of both the innate and the adaptive immune system responses. So there are basically very important in triggering and regulating the immune response, but they're not limited to the immune system alone. In fact, many cytokines are known to be produced by cells other than immune cells, and they can have effects on non-immune cells as well. So broadly speaking, cytokine can include different types of molecules like chemokines, monokines, and also we have lymphokines and lymphocytes activated called lymphokines, growth factors, which are very important, peptides, also interferons. So these are all kind of cytokine. So it's another term that we use is interleukin, and there are many interleukins which are described in my book Low Dose Medicine, but and also just briefly in the Cures Without Side Effects. So basically this hormones and cytokines, they cross-regulate themselves and they create a connection between the endocrine system and the immune system. So for example, some cytokine, interleukin 1 is very important, which we find in interleukin with interleukin 6 in inflammations. Then we have interleukin 2, which is very important for the immune system. Then we have also the interleukin 4, which is important in allergies when it's upregulated. So we have many, and they're all different and described. We have also what is called the feel-good brain molecules, which are not properly cytokines, but they are more like neurotransmitters. And these are also prescribed. There is serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin, and melatonin, and also these can be found in low dose medicine in homeopathic or low dose form. And for more information, of course, this is a very big subject. For more information, I will post the next podcast some specific podcast on each cytokine, but a very brief description was already posted in the season 1, but there is much more to say. And basically, to conclude, we can just say that the low dose medicine therapeutic strategies it's based on a decisional process. So if you have a pathological condition which the expression of a down regulation of a certain molecule, which can be a cytokine, a hormone, or a neurotransmitter, the same low dose molecule would be used in order to stimulate or upregulate its production. So for example, to increase the physiological production of serotonin, instead of using some sort of medical substances, we just give serotonin in low dose or homeopathic form, and that triggers basically the production of the physiological serotonin. Otherwise, we can use the opposing molecule. So for example, if a molecule is upregulated, for example, we might have an interleukin 4 upregulation or interleukin 6 inflammatory cytokine, interleukin 6 upregulation, we can give the opposite cytokine, for example interleukin 10, which is an anti-inflammatory cytokine, and so on. But there is also a more symptoms oriented decisional process where you just give the cytokines in low dose or a hormone depending on the symptoms. And also this can be combined with other homotoxicologies remedies, complex remedies, homeopathic remedies, or even nutraceutical remedies. So there is no basically like a one rule of thumb, but there are many different options available, and this can be found of course in the book, and maybe in the next few chapters of the new podcast chapters we will speak more in details about each specific cytokine, its effects, and its indications. So thank you for listening. This is all for now.